The Government Accountability Office has decided it does have the right to hear bid protests of task orders. The decision comes even though congressional authority expired on May 27th. Federal News Radio reporter Jason Miller joins us now live to talk about why GAO believes it has this authority. What does that mean? Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
So what is it that GAO makes it think that it has the authority, even though this legislative language has expired now?
Well, interestingly, just yesterday, they announced that they do have the ability, the jurisdiction to hear task order protests for civilian agencies based on the fact that even though the legislative provision expired, it actually removed what they call the underlying rules that had previously prevented GAO from hearing task order protests. Now, Ralph White is GAO's Managing Associate General Counsel for Procurement Law, and he sent Federal News Radio a statement saying the jurisdiction in the Competition and Contracting Act of 1984, I think, Tom, you were around back then, gives the agencies the authority to hear such protests. Now, previously under the 1990s procurement reform, Congress removed GAO's authority to hear bid protests of task orders. In 2009, GAO got that ability back under the 2008 DOD authorization bill. Now, these are only task orders worth more than $10 million. Now, Congress gave GAO this authority back because they had a lot of concerns around competition, and they thought adding the ability to do task orders would help competition. Now, lawmakers also wanted to reconsider that impact, so they only let it go for 3 years, which became last May is when the expiration happened. Now, Congress extended the ability of vendors to protest task orders awarded by DOD last year, so that's why this only applies to civilian agencies. Now, in 2010, GAO reports that only 189 protests of task orders out of more than 2,200 total protests were lodged with GAO. There were some bigger ones, some more noteworthy protests, several around the network's telecommunications contract from GSA, and the Homeland Security Department's award to Northrop Grumman for St. Elizabeth's IT infrastructure that was eventually pulled back and reawarded just last week to General Dynamics. Now, I've been following this for a little bit of time, and I've caught up with Michael Golden, a partner with Pepper Hamilton in Washington, and a former GAO Managing Associate General Counsel for Procurement Law before GAO made their decision yesterday. And he says there's some really good reasons why GAO will retain this bid protest authority.
I've heard one argument that the sunsetting gives GAO the authority they had prior to the procurement reform in the mid-90s, which had removed the authority for GAO to hit bid protests. But I think ultimately that's an issue that GAO is going to have to address in a written decision. And that's generally how GAO would deal with this jurisdictional lapse. I think there's a number of situations going on right now. One is there are protests of task orders that are pending before GAO that were filed before the expiration of the authority. And there probably, my guess is, will be new ones being filed with arguments being made that GAO has authority that the lapsing didn't sunset in the way that some people are thinking, and that GAO has pre-1995 authority. So the issue will have to be handled in a GAO bid protest decision. You're not going to have GAO, based on my experience, issuing a press release or communicating in some way to the procurement community that here's what we're going to do. First of all, I don't know that that would really have any legal force and effect in terms of presentation. The only GAO's statutory authority is to act through GAO decisions. So I think that will be the way it will be handled.
Why would they go all the way back to pre-1995 authority?
Prior to 1995, GAO had authority to hear protests of task and delivery orders. So the question is, when it was removed, GAO no longer had authority. Then we went back, we roll up to 2008, and GAO gets a limited authority back. So the question is, how far, if the authority lapses, what impact that has, how far back it, in effect, does it roll it in terms of GAO's jurisdiction.
And the other thing that someone brought up to me was something called the Tucker Act, which I'm not very familiar with, about how that plays into this. Are you familiar with that?
The Tucker Act is the authority for the Court of Federal Claims to hear protests, among other things. And, of course, when Congress granted protest authority to hear task orders, they said only, in effect, GAO could hear them. So the implication was the Court of Federal Claims couldn't hear protests of task and delivery orders. again, now that the, at least insofar as civilian, it's lapsed, does that have any impact on the Court of Federal Claims authority to hear bid protests?
And do we know? I mean, how can we tell?
You won't be able to until someone, again, I think these will be addressed if protests are filed during this period until Congress acts on the authority.
Now, does that leave your clients, does that leave vendors in kind of a middle piece? They're kind of, okay, do we protest, do we not protest? Because it's not just a matter of filing a piece of paper. I mean, I imagine filing a protest can be very expensive. And if you're going to go through all these steps to file a protest and then GAO or the Court of Federal Claims comes back and says, oh, we don't have the jurisdiction over this, the vendor has just wasted all that money.
The uncertainty is obviously not the preferred situation for the procurement community. There have been times in the past where there's been uncertainty in how rules have played out. The one that comes to mind is the recent, which was ultimately resolved by Congress, the hub zone preference, and there was about 18 months of uncertainty with GAO ruling one way, courts ruling the same as GAO and Department of Justice and executive branch taking another position. And again, for contracting officers, that wasn't a great situation. Here, protesters, there is some uncertainty with regard to the protest jurisdiction. And again, I think people, vendors who feel that there's been violation of law or regulation with respect to a particular award, delivery, or task order are going to look to make the best decision they can under the circumstances. But certainly there is some legal uncertainty, and until GAO decides the issue, and my expectation would be that as soon as they've got a fully developed case where there's been briefing and they can resolve it, I'm sure they will resolve it so that at least vendors and the procurement bar will know what the rule is with respect to the civilian task order protests at GAO. And I think the same thing at the Court of Federal Claims.
So, Jason, does Congress still need to act on the expired language now?
I think they do. And there's several bills both in the House and Senate, and additionally a provision in the DOD authorization bill that the House passed last month that would extend GAO's authority under the law for 5 more years. So the fact is there's support on both sides of the aisle. I think if this eventually will get passed. Now, without legislative authority, this could leave bid protest task orders in question, and a vendor or an agency could take this issue to federal court and have them rule on it. And I don't think GAO or Congress wants that to happen. But what GAO's decision yesterday does do in the meantime is really send a clear message to vendors and civilian agencies that, yes, these task orders can still be protested. Yes, GAO will listen to these protests and decide upon them. And that still continues this authority that they've had for the last 3 years.
And just to clarify, we're talking about task orders under multiple award GWACs where there might be 15 or 200 contractors under that buying vehicle.
Absolutely. Or even the GSA schedule, because that's considered a task order. Now, there's a lot of things you see under the GWACs, as you mentioned, the networks, Alliant, things like that. But it could be any multiple award contract that has a task order attached to it.
And so, and just also to clarify, to make sure we understand this, GAO wants to retain that ability to hear those protests. Is that correct?
Absolutely. They believe this is an important authority. They don't feel like they've been overwhelmed or they've been, they've been deluged with a ton of bid protests from vendors. They think this is a good authority, and so does Congress.
And the cases we've had recently are big ones, like that one you mentioned about St. Elizabeth's and doing the IT infrastructure for that new DHS facility that ended up being almost a $600 or $700 million deal.
Absolutely. And then that's what they're finding, is that many of these bid protests of task orders have been very large contracts. I mean, vendors are not going to bring a protest that's, a couple $100,000 or a couple $1 million. I mean, even the networks deals are hundreds of millions of dollars as well. And I think that's the point of this. Let's make sure there's competition for these huge deals that at one time had no protestability. And Congress saw this and said, I think we need to add this back because this will help with making more competition, make vendors sharpen their pencil, make agencies do a better job.